Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Now, how does a mom not take it personally when her teenage daughter listens to her dad, but argues, fights, and calls her names? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, How Do I Not Take This Personally? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to empower you to get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it for us there today. Will you please? And while you're there, why not download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide? And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Diana of Atlanta, Georgia. And Diana writes, Neil, I know I'm not supposed to take things personally, but after a while, how else can you feel about it? My 14-year-old daughter is pretty clear that she doesn't like any of the things I say or the way I say them. She accepts what her father says pretty much, but if I ask anything of her or say no to any request, she just goes off on me like I'm this horrible person. Obviously, it is personal, or she would be treating her father and other people like this. How do I not take this personally? Well, I love your question, Diana, because it's a situation I see very commonly. So for starters, you're in plenty of good company. So in this podcast, I usually speak to the larger principle and then apply it to the questioner's situation. But today, let's start with your situation, Diana, exactly where you are right now. And right now, everything is personal. Your daughter's behavior is personal to you. It hurts, it stings, and it is so unfair given all you've invested in and given her, right? How could she be so ungrateful? How could she be so self-centered and mean to me of all people, right? Well, same goes for your daughter. How could mom be so against me? How come mom gets so upset just because I want her to drive across town in the middle of rush hour to take me to my friends and then pick me up an hour and a half later while cooking dinner for the family and taking care of my younger brother and sister? What's the big deal? Doesn't she care if I have friends? So, yes, Diana, things are very personal between you and your daughter, and if it isn't going to continue down that path, it's because you're going to make your daughter's behavior and her feelings about her and not about you. Right now, it feels very much like her feelings are about you, and in a sense they are. They're reaching you in a very personal place from your childhood. A place where you could never do enough to make your parent or your parents happy. I'm going out on a limb here, but I think I'm right. Lord knows you tried, and trying to make others happy became your life's mantra. It's what I've referred to in earlier podcasts as your OS1, or the operating system that got loaded on your metaphorical computer as a child. Are you getting my metaphor? In other words, you got the idea about yourself that you can never get it right, that somehow you aren't good enough, but if you keep trying and you try to please others, you will at least get some validation, some recognition, and be loved in spite of your essential quote-unquote unworthiness. And here you are with your daughter trying to do everything you can for her, and she doesn't recognize that, and so it hurts you deeply. It's as if she's revealing your falsely believed unworthiness to you and to the world. It's making you feel very vulnerable and exposed and hurt at that deep developmental level. So, Diana, let's move over to your 2.0 operating system, and I'm sure you have one. What's a 2.0 system? Well, it's an upgraded operating system. It's one that acknowledges, Diana, that you're a competent, talented, well-meaning, loving, lovable, worthy adult. An adult who will never be perfect, but is a wonderful work in progress, just like the rest of us slobs, right? Diana, with this operating system, when your daughter gets upset and says you're mean because she doesn't get what she wants, it isn't personal to you, only to her. You can acknowledge and empathize with her feelings of disappointment. You can offer encouragement, and you can set limits if she name calls or uses abusive language. Now, why is it personal to her? Because she's close to you, and she has figured out that she hasn't figured out that she's responsible for her own happiness, and she looks to you to make the world right for her. And it's probably true that you've gone overboard in doing that for her throughout her life. It may also be true that you've gotten upset with her for not being more appropriately accepting of your limits, and that has hurt her feelings, and now she views you as someone whom she loves and needs probably more than anyone else in the world, Diana. And yet, you are always upset with her. So now, what happened to you as a child or teenager is happening to her. You may have never been disrespectful, as your daughter is, but the lack of validation to your feelings and now hers is very much the same. Now, this is not at all hopeless, Diana. As you communicate with your daughter from your 2.0 or your compassionate adult, she'll learn that you love her, care about her feelings, respect and believe in who she is, and she will learn not to take your limits personally. Then, when she doesn't get what she wants, she can feel disappointed instead of hurt and angry, right? We don't get what we want, we feel disappointed. We don't jump up and down and say you're being mean, or even believe that someone's being mean. It's just not getting what you want. Here, Diana, is what you setting a limit in your OS1 operating system might sound like. So I'm going to give a little role play example here. Say you're having 16 of your 14-year-old daughter's friends over for a birthday party, which includes swimming in the pool, barbecue, movies, cake, treats, and now your daughter wants the girls who are coming to be able to spend the night. But your parents are coming the next day, and you don't want the whole family sleepless when they arrive, so you are saying no to the sleepover request. And so I'm going to call your daughter Kristen, and once again, this is the OS1 response, the taking her personally response. So Diana says, I'm sorry, but it's not going to work out for you to have an overnight here for your birthday party. Nana and Pop are coming the next day, and I don't want us all to be sleep deprived and worn out when they get here. Well, Kristen says, that's stupid. Why would everyone be worn out and sleep deprived? That's ridiculous. We'll just watch movies and fall asleep. What's the big deal? So, now Diana, you're upset because she's upset, and you know nothing you say is going to convince her. So you say, no matter what I say, you'll argue. No matter what Dad and I do for you, it's never enough. It's just not going to work out, okay? Kristen responds, I hate you. You just like saying no to me. Does that sound familiar? I'm sure I'm in the ballpark. Now, let's see what an OS2 conversation might sound like. Diana says, Kristen, I'm sorry, but it's not going to work out for you to have an overnight here for your birthday party. Nana and Pop are coming the next day, and I don't want us all to be sleep-deprived and worn out when they get here. Kristen, that's stupid. Why would everyone be worn out and sleep-deprived? That's ridiculous. We'll just watch movies and fall asleep. What's the big deal? Well, here, you feel her anger, and you hear her argument, but you don't take it personally. You let the feelings and arguments belong to your daughter. And even though you can feel your own hurt and anger coming up, you focus on and acknowledge her feelings and give a supportive response, such as, I know you're disappointed, Chris, and I know it would be fun, and they are good kids, but even so, it does take a toll. So let's save the sleepover part for another time soon. And then, Diana, you're done. Now, since this has been going on for a while, there will be some momentum to the pattern of fighting and arguing, so you'll need to simply stay supportive and very brief in your response and responses, and then move on. So, listeners, Diana has opened up an important conversation about taking things personally. When we take something personally, it virtually always means that it's hitting us in a vulnerable place, undoubtedly from our developmental years. And if we're unaware of it and act it out, we're living in our OS1 operating system. But if we know that, it opens up the possibility for us to become aware of that hurt, still feeling unworthy part of us and shift over to our 2.0. The operating system part of us that knows we are worthy and with confidence see what the other person is doing and saying as reflecting them, and then be able to respond with empathy and with support. And to be sure, this is a lifetime of work of being conscious, aware, and growing. But what the heck? Isn't that what it's all about? So thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and thank you so much for your question, Diana. It's a really good one. And please remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.